Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Library hosts annual book sale, Bargains for All Ages. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. It's that time of year again for the Campbell County Public Library hosting its annual Friends of the Library used book sale. If your shelves are looking a little bare, this is the perfect chance to stock up on great reads, DVDs, audiobooks, vinyl records, and more, all for a bargain. No item will cost more than $2. According to the Friends of the Campbell County Public Library Facebook page, the sale kicks off with an early shopping event for the Friends of the Library members on Friday, September 13th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Memberships will be available for purchase at the door. An annual individual membership is $25, while an annual family membership is $40. If you're interested in a lifetime membership, it's $250 for individuals and $400 for families. The sale opens to the public on Saturday, September 14th, and runs through Thursday, September 19th, during regular library hours. Teachers are also invited to pick up a free bag of books for their classrooms at any time during the sale. Don't miss big bags on Wednesday, September 18th, and Thursday, September 19th, where you can fill an entire grocery bag with books for just $5. The library will be closed on Sunday, but the deals continue throughout the week. Thermopolis man killed in officer-involved shooting during welfare check. A 41-year-old man from Thermopolis, identified as Jared Gatula, was killed in an officer and deputy-involved shooting on Monday evening. Both the Thermopolis police officer and the Hot Springs County Sheriff's deputy involved in the incident have been placed on administrative leave. According to Cowboy State Daily, the incident began when officers responded to a welfare check after neighbors reported Gatula behaving erratically, yelling, and damaging his home with a baseball bat. According to a joint statement by the town of Thermopolis and the Hot Springs County Sheriff's Office, Gatula confronted the officer, striking the officer's patrol car with the bat and attempting to enter the vehicle. As backup arrived, a struggle ensued, and at some point, lethal force was used. Gatula was pronounced dead at the scene. Witnesses reported hearing between 6 to 12 gunshots, although official details on the number of shots have not yet been confirmed. Neither the officer nor the deputy was injured. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is currently looking into the incident. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.